All right, rolling on another show, as always. Gunny Matheson.
Go to the show.
Joe Schmidt. And as we promised, Jason Van Landingham. Jason, good to have you here.
We've been trying to get you here for a minute again because you were the leading rider last year, and you've been too good for us for a month. What's going on?
Well, the interesting part about that is Tom will usually call me on a Wednesday at about 4:30 and say, can you be at the house in an hour to do the show?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, there's sometimes, I mean, rarely do I have plans, but sometimes.
Sometimes you do.
Sometimes I have plans.
It just so happened to be four Wednesdays in a row you had plans.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, I was going to get to the Triangle Sale so you could buy a fine horse off of us.
Yep, he's going to be great.
And then I had to go to Germany and do a clinic over there. And so now we're back, and we have had no sleep for the last week and a half. And here we are, gutting through to be on
the show.
With
a good sense of humor, too.
Second time.
We're smiling. We're in a good mood. This is great.
Yeah. Where'd you go in Germany?
Where did I go in Germany? Okay, so we landed in Berlin, and a car picked us up, and we drove about 45 minutes. I have no idea what direction. It was raining and dark and the whole thing, so we were in a car going somewhere for 45 minutes. It was cold and wet. And, you know, it's been miserable here in North Texas till last week. Sun comes out, it's 75 degrees. I'm in short sleeves getting on the airplane. I get off.
Cold and wet.
32 degrees, and it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 33, because it never did snow or ice on us, but it was pretty chilly while we were there.
How many days?
4 days of clinics, 2 open rider days, 2 non-pro days. It was good. Met a lot of good people and good horses. And
I'm going to put you on the spot with this question, but we're going to start putting people more on the spot.
Put them on the spot.
I can handle it.
Yeah,
ready.
Was it worth the money?
So I told my wife to price it where they would not, where they would say, well, no.
That's too much.
That's too much. And they said, come on, we're going to sponsor up and go. And it actually worked out really good. I mean, they got some sponsors to help make it happen and, you know, got to help a lot of people maybe get a little bit better.
Okay.
So that part of it
was
good.
The only reason I'm going to say this out loud, the only reason I asked it is because I've done clinics in Germany. You've done clinics in Germany. You've done clinics in all over. And everybody that I talk to almost seems like they say, well, how much is enough? I don't know, $1,000 a day? Ah, dude, I can't. I just, like, it's never enough money.
Yeah.
That's the only reason that I asked is for education purposes. And I don't need to know the dollar amount, but.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I'm in the same situation. We have to have extra help whenever we're gone.
Yeah.
I don't like being away from my horses. The only time I schedule clinics they got to pick a date in January and February when we're kind of on a slow time. The way our whole business model is now, with how they have the non-pros, the youth kids, like Emma can help every day.
Yeah.
And I trust Emma to be able to lope my horses around. And this time of year, if they had a week off, I've been kind of pushing on my what are now 3-year-olds since we got home from the futurity. And they were actually ready for a little bit of a mental break. And so I was good with her just cruising them around for the week and us going over there and doing that deal. It's usually not worth our time to go. But then I also got to, thinking it hasn't been 10 years ago whenever we were starving to death trying to make ends meet in this business. And it seems crazy to turn down some of the money that they're offering us to come do them. And so we go do them and try to help people get better. And I think everybody appreciated it when we were there. And like I said, got to meet some new people. And it's pretty cool whenever you go to different parts of the world and see people that love doing the same thing that you love doing and how big our sport truly is. So it's not like it was, whenever we got started in this thing and there was just little pockets of people here and there. I mean, our sport's growing.
No doubt. Yeah,
it's a great
time
to be a rainer.
And you like being treated like all that, You get over there, they pick you up in the car, they put you up in a nice hotel, get your name up on the lights.
Yeah.
Jason Van Landingham.
Yeah.
So.
Score!
That did not happen, but we're okay with that. I mean, I've never really been a big naming lights kind of guy, so. I'm perfectly okay with the humble little apartment that we had on top of somebody else's house, and it was good.
Did you eat anything decent?
No. I
like food in Germany. I think it's very good if you have somebody that translates
right
for
stuff.
You and tells you what to get.
Yeah, if you get a hamburger and French fries.
Yeah.
I'm not a big German food fan myself, but
and we ate like the first night we ate at a steakhouse, and it was really good. You know, they had good quality steak. We went to an Italian restaurant, and they whenever I got home and I'm talking to the kid that works for me, he's from France. He said, you know, eating Italian food in Germany is not Italian food. And I kind of agreed on that.
It is in America, though.
Yeah.
Chinese food was invented in America.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. So anyhow, I have my places that I like to eat, and I'm a very, very picky eater. So, you know, I'm a Van Steakhouse guy, number one, Baxter Springs, Kansas. I've got to plug my parents' place there. But I like Texas Roadhouse and Olive Garden, those kind of places. And I'm just used to what I eat. And so whenever I get different kind of food, it's sometimes kind of crazy. Now, the fajitas that I got tonight, you know, provided from the show, you know, they were the real deal.
Yeah. Top notch. I mean, we don't mess around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing but the best.
Joe, he spent all day whipping
up. Cutting all that meat and everything.
Yeah, grilling it up just
that
right.
That was hand-prepared dough for the tortillas.
Oh, yeah.
It was hand-prepared.
Dude, I made those aluminum carry thing, you know, the little pans. I made
those. Are 24 layers of foil each.
Yeah. Yeah.
Folded.
Pounded them out.
Tapped out with a hammer.
That's right.
Yeah. Just wash your feet before you walk on the tortillas.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. All. I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
do you do any clinics? Have you guys been doing any clinics lately?
I think the last one I did was in Australia. That was cool. Like you're saying, it's fun. I like doing it. I mean, you're gone for a while. It's hard to get away, but I like doing them once I get there.
Yeah.
You know, the logistics I don't care for.
When's the last time you did a clinic?
I hate them.
South Dakota?
I hate them.
South Dakota?
No.
North Dakota?
No.
Dole
maybe
Massey?
Did we go to Italy where you had to call me?
Get you out of bed or what?
No, I don't know. I can't remember. We were in Europe, and I went and did a clinic. And, you know, you're jet-lagged a little bit. And the second day, I'm like, okay, after the clinic the second morning, everybody's going to be able to make a run, and I'm going to watch it and judge it and critique it.
Yep.
I could not stay awake.
You're falling asleep the whole time.
Some next person's walking in, and I'm thinking, if I can just catch 5 to 8 seconds,
right?
And pretty soon my phone's ringing. The person's halfway through their run. And I'm like, ah.
And is Mandy calling you, telling you to wake up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. No, it was. I didn't do great at that clinic. But
that's why he hasn't done any in a while. No, he slept at the last one.
No, I don't. But I'm not I don't love telling people what to do. I mean, it's just not it's not really my nature.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable in that setting. And Mandy says I'm not bad at it, but the biggest thing for me about clinics, it was never about the money per day. I don't think we ever did a clinic where we left without a new customer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where it paid off for us. I mean, yeah, you get your day money. You can't get enough day money to go do a clinic.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
You know,
I mean, agree. And you know, we haven't really been chasing clients on a situation like that. I'm sure we could probably get some if we wanted to, but like you said, I mean, when you're going overseas like that, you're jet lagged. Our sleep schedule was so messed up. We didn't fall asleep the right way until last night we were there.
Right.
And we were there for 5 days, and then you turn around and come back. And coming this way, it was good. You know, we landed late on Monday night. Had to be at Teton Ridge the first thing the next morning for the media days. And so
had to be at the show on Wednesday.
Had to be at the show on Wednesday. The demands. Crazy. Yeah,
there's an autograph session tomorrow Thursday. And Friday there's a picture deal.
But the big part of it is, I mean, you do, if you catch yourself dragging too much, you're not going to be doing the job that you need to do. So I think we could have opportunities to do really good on the clinics and go do those things. I could probably do one a month, but then my horses wouldn't be broken.
But you know what? The thing, though, I think it's important to do clinics. And I think I can not do a clinic anymore if I don't want to and get away with it, because I did clinics. I mean, I did a lot of clinics when I was younger. Maybe not a lot, but I did at least one a year.
Yep.
And I think they're super important for people to learn stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody in here has been to a clinic. I mean, when I was a kid, Bob Loomis used to come up to River Falls, Wisconsin, and do a clinic at the college. And I mean, I'd go to that clinic and watch the whole thing. I mean, all 2 or 3 days of it. And so I think it's important to give back, because we all know that anything we can do to help grow the business makes it better. But I think Cade's done some clinics. Like I tell everybody, if you're asked to do a clinic, it's a great opportunity to get out and promote what we do and what gives to us. Mm-hmm. But I think I've given my
but I'm not going to do clinics. Thank you.
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm not really into it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that that I necessarily enjoy doing it, but I think that my program is very, very easy to explain. And whenever I go to a clinic, I'm not going through, you know, most people are showing up on broke reining horses. And so I'm just talking finish stuff, you know, how to get that extra half point here or there. And you know, the things that I do to prepare my horse to go show, I show people my program on how we do it. And I think it's simple, and you just watch every single horse gets better. You know, if they're there for 2 days, the end of the second day, I kind of turn it back to them, and whatever maneuvers they want to work on, we break it into sessions, and they can work on a couple of maneuvers. And by the end of that second day, every horse is better than they were when they showed up. And that makes me, I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's a good thing. It's good. Man, I wish whenever I was a kid that I knew about those kinds of things. We were just so far out of this part of the world on horses that I didn't even know that those things existed. But it would have been such a great opportunity. There were several young kids there that have some talent. I mean, there was one young girl there that she could go to work for any of us right now. She was a young girl, and we'd love to have her.
Well, Tom needs her, so if you could give her Tom's phone number, that'd be great for the show.
I probably could. I mean, but I mean, whenever you see somebody like that, that's a young kid that has that much talent, it kind of gives you hope for the future of the industry, and so it's cool. Yep, glad we went.
I like the travel part of it. I like meeting people.
Yep, it's in different parts of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of us? I guess maybe you all thought of it, but whenever I was a kid, I never would have dreamed of going outside of really Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, you know that area there.
Dude, just,
there was no reason to ever leave it.
Me and Joe have been to Japan to judge a horse show.
You guys have been all over the world.
We've been to Japan.
Yep.
And it was...
I don't even know where Japan is.
It was a nightmare.
I couldn't drive there, I'm pretty sure.
No, you can't. It was a nightmare, but I'll tell you what, that was awesome to hear that announcer, you know, when they're speaking in Japanese the whole week, say, Zaska!
In English.
Oh, yeah.
That's
awesome.
That's right.
That's
awesome.
Cool. That's cool.
No, that was a trip.
Yeah, no, this business has taken us all over the world. Yeah, for me, the traveling, I mean, starting when I was young, you know, I worked in Europe. So for me, the traveling after a while, like, it's tough to get on a plane to go overseas for me anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so much, you know, and I try, like right now, we fly down to Florida like every other weekend to see Carly. The traveling is just, it's a lot. And now with what all of our schedules are, we're on the road all the time. Yeah. I mean, did you ever think we would be gone this much horse showing?
No. And it's a huge blessing whenever you think about the kind of money that we're running at right now, and that we can basically do it once a month. And in the fall, we're probably doing it twice a month. I never would have dreamed, I was sitting there at the house today getting ready kind of for this thing and eating a piece of pizza, and just kind of, I looked up at the wall and not rough at all's pictures sitting above our TV. And I'm thinking about the kind of year that I had this year and the money that we won. And I was kind of comparing it to that year. And they're almost the identical year. I mean, like, we had my NRBC. I was fourth that year and maybe 11th. And this year I was fifth and 10th. And then at the Derby, I was second and seventh. And at the Derby this year, I was second and seventh. And then that year, won that, you know, a couple of the pre-futurities and won the big futurity. This year, I only won one pre-futurity and was fifth at the futurity. And that year, I won $329,000. This year, you won $875,000.
Yeah.
That's how far our industry has come in 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is crazy whenever you think all of those, you know, the run for a million, obviously, it's changed our industry, but adding the 100X and the invitational and all those things that we're running at these massive checks all the time. And it's not just for the level four guys.
Yeah.
I mean, the level 3, 2, 1 guys are winning huge money. I mean, I couldn't imagine it 10 years ago, the places that we would go and the amount of money that we can win now. I mean, our industry's crazy.
I'm glad you brought that up, because part of the reason that we wanted to get you here so bad is because you were the leading money rider last year, and you almost weren't eligible to go to the American because of a 1, 2, or a 2, 3, and 4 rider.
Yeah.
Like, you were very close to getting bumped by Luca Fapani, who had an awesome year.
Yeah.
But at the same point in time, the number one rider in NRHA was number 5 in those standings for some reason, because the Run for the Million wasn't counted. But I don't know. What'd you think of that?
Well, you know, obviously, I mean, at the beginning of the year, we're sitting back in January. I'm on the professionals committee, and I'm trying to get that whole deal changed. Not just on the qualifying for the American Performance Horseman, but our list of top 20 professionals. If you look down through that list, for anybody that's watching this that doesn't know how our sport works, we have level 4, 3, 2, and 1. And the level 4 guys cannot show in 3, 2, or 1, but the level 1 guys, they can show in whatever they're eligible for. So it's challenging. Because you can have a top 20 professional list that somebody that doesn't win $50 all year long in the level 4 against the top professionals can be on that
on
list.
On that list.
And high up on that list.
Yeah.
And I compare it all the time to baseball. We have major leagues, AAA, AA, and single A for baseball. Well, the guy that's the home run king, in double A, 1 year Joey Gallo hits 50 some odd home runs in double A. Well, he wasn't the home run king that year, wasn't the home run leader for the major leagues, because he didn't hit it against major league pitching.
Yeah.
And so I would love to see our top 20 list be the top 20 guys in the top division.
Yeah.
So that way, you know, we don't see guys that aren't on the list at all that should have been because somebody won a bunch of money against minor leaguers. Yeah. And that's no knock against, like, Lukey. He had an outstanding year. He won $172,000 in the level 2.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unheard of.
Unheard of.
And then turns around the level 3 and wins another $130,000 or $140,000. So, I mean, huge money in those lower divisions. And it's great that our industry is at a spot where guys, as they're coming up, can still win that kind of money. But, you know, in that situation, he wasn't winning it against the level 4 guys.
Okay.
So that's the part that I struggle with.
Now the tough question. Yeah. It's after the fraternity. You know how close he is. You guys figure it all out. Everybody's got it halfway figured out. And you know he's going to another horse show. And you had a commitment. You had a prior commitment that you weren't going to change. You weren't going to renege on or nothing. So how hard was that? Or did you concede in that moment in your head when you knew he was going to Italy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't say that.
Sorry.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We're going to say that means renegotiate.
That's exactly what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe just, his head disappeared.
That's exactly what that means, you moron.
Yeah. Renegotiate the deal.
Yes. You weren't rethinking.
Yeah, rethinking.
Rethinking.
Okay, so let me tell you how that whole thing broke. We're going to give Joe a chance to get himself back together.
Everybody uses that word.
No, yeah. I know.
Dad hasn't been woke yet, has it?
Hasn't been woke yet. I think what's funny.
Dude, can we make a t-shirt that says that hasn't been woke yet?
God,
that's a Texas thing to say, isn't it?
Monica will have that built next week. I can tell you this. For the people can't see in the camera, we need to pan over. There's an in-studio audience over here that everybody's rolling over there.
I can say that, you guys. What is wrong with you?
Okay, all you guys take a drink of water.
Okay.
Get your act together.
Sorry.
Dude, what question did I even ask now, you morons?
I remember the question.
I do too, but so, I'm the one that had 4 margaritas before we showed up here. These two idiots are drinking water and Diet Coke.
Sorry. Okay.
Back to Jason being a champion.
Time out. We'll be back with you back in 10 minutes. Sorry.
We really need to zoom in on Joe because there are tears pouring down out of his face. He's having to wipe the tears off of his eyeballs. Okay.
All right, sorry.
I'm on top of my game tonight, you guys. I'm sorry.
Are we ready?
Go. Yeah. Well, yeah. No. Well, we never weren't ready.
Never weren't ready.
Well, I don't know what you think doesn't ready, but we're
this
ready.
Is us being ready.
So how all of that? I didn't even know that there was. I thought the Futurity was the last horse show of the year. I always thought that. I've never looked at the show schedule and even have seen that there are other shows available after that. You know, after the Futurity for us. You know, we always shut it down, right? I mean, that's the time that your 3-year-olds get a break. You have that time down. We go back and all of the 2-year-olds that we had been riding on, we get to go back and, you know, they got a break while we're at the Futurity. So we pick back up on those guys. But I didn't think about there being other horse shows going on.
Yeah. But after you knew about it.
So how I found out about it was Mandy called me. She said, "Hey, I just wanted to let you know. I know that Luca's close to you, and I've heard that he's going to Italy." And I was like, "Well, what's he going to Italy for?" And she tells me about what all's going on over there. She said, "I just wanted you to know, you know, for if you wanted to go, you can go." And I was like, "Well, you know, I get that, and I disagreed with how it was all set up. But even if he had won his money in level 4 all year long, and we were that close, I was not going to go to Italy." And I've, you guys all know me, and I wear my faith on my sleeve, and you guys know that about me. But where we go to church at in Ada, Oklahoma, it's an awesome group up there. Ever since we moved to Texas, I've been highly involved wherever the church was that we were at. Teach class, you know, help with the worship service, whatever the case may be. Well, with our travel schedule now, those aren't things that we can do. You know, we can't commit to teach a class. We can't commit to be helpful, really. You know, we try where we can, but be there and encourage people when we can, but can't really do anything. And they've been asking me to teach class for a long time. I do these eternal rides, and everybody's been watching them, and so they know that that's a part of me. And
I watch them. I know you don't believe it, but I've been watching them.
Good. But anyhow, so I'd committed to teach those classes and for the rest of December and January. And I didn't feel like that was the right thing for me to do, to back out, to go chase $1,500 to maybe stay a little bit ahead of Lucas. Yeah. So if he went and he got ahead of me, then, you know, I'd be cheering you guys on that first Friday in March and the guys that are going and, you know, fortunately for me and my family, you know, he didn't get past us. And so it worked out okay for us. Yeah. So
no, and it's no knock against Luca. He did an awesome job this year. He had an awesome year. But we spent a lot of time arguing without a camera on that. It's weird that it's all level 4 guys, and now there's one guy that is not just a level 4 guy that has 2-3 other paychecks, and he's in the hunt.
Well, that's how that happened last year, and I don't know if you guys talked about it on the show or not, but Cade was the guy that got knocked out last year, and I was a spot behind Cade, and I never did calculate it out. There were 2 level 3 guys in it last year.
Matt Mills and who else?
Fernando.
Fernando.
And Fernando won a lot of level 4 money, and I never did break it down. He won a ton of level 3 money, too.
Did that hurt a little? Did that sting a little?
Yeah, and really – you know what that did for Cade. I mean, everybody in the world knows who Cade is, and he's the golden child of our sport, right? But
sometimes
that was going to be more opportunities for him. I mean, there are guys.
I mean, he's the golden child of the sport when he's not tripping and falling in his right lead slowdown. I mean, then he's kind of kind of a disappointment.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I still love him.
That's what happens whenever you let your good buddy own one of your horses. They're going to throw you under the bus. I'm just saying.
On publicly, on every occasion they can.
Yeah.
Well, I can say, though, I was really impressed and relieved when you didn't go, because you also didn't go on vacation with us.
Yeah.
That's right. So that's right. If you wouldn't go on vacation with us for that reason, but then decide to go to Italy and show horses
and chase $1,500.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd have felt.
And I want you to know that we played golf 5 of those days, and not one swear word was ever said.
Hey, I will ask you this. Yeah.
Would you guys, okay, you've seen me last summer try to hit golf balls in your backyard.
You crushed one.
I did crush one. Okay, but would you guys have actually wanted to be on a golf course the same time as me going, golly, he shanked another one? Or...
Yeah, Tom's that way all the time.
Tom's pretty good around the hole, though, right? Like, you can make it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You've never met anybody better around the hole.
That's what she said.
You've never met anybody better.
Always. What am I thinking about?
God.
Golly.
I mean, she combs his hair, too.
They're going to have to cut this whole show.
Oh, yep.
I have a reputation, guys.
Well. Interesting you should say that.
Man. How did I ever let that come out of my mouth at this table?
That's what she said.
I'm just glad we got a camera on.
This is live. This is unscripted. This is off the cuff. That's why we like it.
Yeah.
Christ. But our viewers like it natural off the cuff, too. Come on. They're getting to know everybody.
I know that I've been comfortable this whole time, but right now my face is so hot.
So playing
golf, I'm terrible at it. I've played one time. The last time that I used a golf club, I couldn't make the ball go where I wanted to in your backyard. So no, you would not have wanted me on vacation.
You'd have been fine. It was fine. It would have been fine.
No, but I always wonder that because they try to get me to play, and I'm like, it's gonna be so bad. I think it would just slow it down.
Yeah, but you would be bad at it. I mean, Jason's an athlete.
Yeah. Here's what I would recommend if you go. And the one time that I did go, I had to make 3 trips to the clubhouse to buy more balls. Yeah. So just buy 3 clubhouse trips worth of balls before you go. Stick them in the bag. And so when you shank one, you're like, not chasing that one. We're just going to hit it again.
I generally carry enough balls for me and Tom.
Kate and I lost 20 balls in one round.
Lost 20? Oh, 20. Well, I'd fit in.
It was unbelievable. The ocean was too close to that golf course.
Yeah, dadgum water gets in the way.
I know.
I can tell you, one thing that is fun is just rearing back and letting it fly and seeing how far you can hit it. And mine, whenever I hit it really good, it goes like this. And I'm like, man, I crushed it. Then it just starts going off that way. And I don't understand
how. You guys are more alike than you think.
Yeah, no, we'd be fine.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to try it locally sometime before you guys commit to a golf vacation with me. So.
Yeah, no, we'd be fine.
No golf vacations. Yeah. Going to the American. You're probably going to win it. Best shine.
You know, actually, I'm going to go on Gonna Be Big Time. That's the plan. And let me... I'm going to explain myself. So last year, actually, when they were competing head-to-head...
Course, this is cool. This is inside information we're getting.
Yeah,
we didn't know he was showing. Are you supposed to publicly say that as of this point?
I said it yesterday. Yeah. So it'll be out there.
Big time. Okay.
And the idea behind that is you know, the money that they use it. So Best Shine, he won $517,000 last year, but $500 of that did not count towards my qualification, and the other horse was my highest money earner that counted towards the qualifying. You know, I thought it was fair to go that way. And
you were using the horse that you won the most money that made you eligible for this.
To go to that deal.
That makes sense.
And the other side of that thing is that horse, preparation-wise, I can show up and not do anything and just go have the same kind of run.
Okay.
That's cool.
And I think the way that deal is set up, they went through what our preparation is going to be. Like our warm-up area... The way they described it to me is we've got a tent with stalls in it, and then at the end of the stalls, there's just a little pen, like not much bigger than a round pen, and the cow horse cutters and reiners are all going to warm up in that pen, and then you walk down the road a ways through the parking lot, come in the side of the stadium, and there's no place to warm up in the stadium. So you're going to go from this little round pen, walk across the road, come around to the back. They said you can walk around behind the end gate there a little bit. But the guys that showed there last year said you really don't even want to trot on it.
Yeah, but I mean, Sailhorse Van Landingham's got that in the bag. I mean, that's right up your alleyway.
Well, yeah, I've done things on concrete before, but it's been a while.
You're good.
That's old school right there.
That is old school.
You're going to have to channel some of that Shawnee, Oklahoma stuff.
Yeah, put it to it.
No, some of that Gunny Matheson Paint World.
Oh, yeah.
Prep.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Now, that is legendary. Have you heard any of that
stuff? I haven't heard any
I'll
of
tell you about it off camera.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it off camera. Yeah. I'm kind of a big deal. I don't know if you guys know.
Yeah.
We're going to put that on a t-shirt, too.
I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah. I'm not woke.
I think that's already on the t-shirt. I'm kind of a big deal.
It is?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Whose t-shirt is that?
Yeah, but I think I've seen that a lot.
Well,
yeah.
The hell with them.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the challenge of that deal is going to be having a horse that is super easy to prep, and then you go in there and go. And I think that Best Shine on his best day beats the other horse on his best day. Going to be big time on his best day. I think he can be a hair ahead of him. But with the way that the setup is, I know the kind of run that I'm going to go have. And if I stay clean everywhere, then somebody's going to have a really good day. And the other four guys all have great horses. I don't even know what they're all showing. But if they have their best day, they might get around us. If they make a bobble somewhere, I'm going to be in the hunt. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Top five, for sure.
I think I'll be in the top five. Yeah. And it pays pretty good down five places. So, yeah, if I can get the top five, we'll be set.
Can't beat it. Can't beat it. All right.
Segway.
So did you watch the last show at all?
I have not watched the last show. I was in Germany when you guys filmed it.
Oh, that's
right.
Dude.
I got a little setup.
We got a little clip here we'd like you to watch.
Do you remember our pre-show conversation you and me just had?
The pre-show conversation.
About, like, making fun of Tom a little bit and stuff?
Oh, yeah, I'm all about
just
that.
Set it right over here.
Yeah. We're making fun of Tom?
Not exactly.
We're making fun of Jason?
Oh, yay.
On the show?
Oh, we made fun of you.
Not making fun.
How rude.
Joe, you might have to run that.
Hey, that's YouTube, dude. I can run me some YouTube.
Space bar. It's already
space
ready.
Don't fuck it up.
Friend of the show. Great guest of the show.
Was pretty funny.
Oh my god!
One reaction
was
pretty funny.
He was hurt.
Which particular run was that? I mean,
that's the journey this year. I don't know.
Sorry, Jason. Nobody escapes our area.
Yeah. And then we're walking around. I still have one Michelle. And we're walking around outside, and he's telling somebody the story. And, man, I couldn't believe it. I should have marked last week, Jason. And it wasn't very good. And then he said, well, what do you mean? And then I told him the things, and he goes, well, yeah, I get that.
All right. Live reaction.
We did have that conversation.
That was great, though. That was great because it was the best. I've seen you look at the scoreboard and do this, but I've never seen. Yeah. This was great.
Did I do this?
Yes.
I need to see the playback. You guys should put that in there.
We will. To hit Jason's.
I was still on my horse walking out. I can visualize it now. I can. I'm flashing back. Okay, so let me tell you what I thought.
Some people don't even know they do it. Okay, some people don't know they do it. So this is first. He's having an epiphany right now.
Yeah. So I can actually. I'm getting back in my body. I'm going back to where we were at that night.
You are getting sleepy.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
So how my futurity went this year. The horse that was probably my best shot of winning was the horse that in the first go around, he was gonna trash it, and in the first go he runs in, he drags his tail, stops up, turns huge both ways. I'm sitting really good whenever I leave the middle. I run my first large fast circle. I come out of lead coming across the middle, and this horse doesn't like fall out of lead. He falls out of lead. And I'm like, I knew he fell out of lead, but I push it back and his hip goes back underneath him and it feels wrong. And I know that he's out of lead. But I get to the end gate and I'm like, Emma, is he still out of lead? And she's like, yes, he's still out of lead. And so right before I just like, I get it, I like smash it in. And then he goes out one stride and then back in another stride. I mean, I'm just piling up the penalty points. Futurity over for that particular horse. But then my bay horse is really good in the first go. And so I'm like, all right, so I'm going to have him. I've got two in the semifinals. And then he's my first one, I think, to go in the semifinals. And I had a big score, but then I marked a horrible. I mean, I was a, I don't know,
I don't remember what it was, 16, 15 and a half, 16 or something like
not
that.
Not a horrible score.
Well,
just
whenever
a
you
slightly
do that
above this, average one.
Whenever you do that in semifinals, usually your futurity's over. And so I'm thinking about all of my dreams have been crushed. I was planning on having three horses in the finals, and now I may not have a horse in the finals at all. And it did. It hurt me to my heart. I mean, like, down deep. And it wasn't that the run, like, it deserved any more than that. But I thought, I thought that I did some big stuff in there. Okay? Like, I turned pretty hard, and he turned really good for me. And he stopped really good for me, but I do get why, and we you kind of talked to me about that. That maybe that one.
A little much.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't need to mark any more than the 216 that he got.
We really love that. It hurt your heart.
It
too.
Did. Oh. I mean, it was down deep. I was like, I'm going to be sitting in the stands on Saturday.
It was the big one, too. No. It was the big one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you ever saw
Red but Fox. See, on that particular one, I've really been practicing on this, really trying, because Adrian says, you can't, like I have in the past, whenever I seen my score, I look at the judges and I'm
dude.
Like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah, you look like Zoolander.
Yeah.
Like you work on the, you visualize at home how you're going to scowl.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad.
And that is, that's that little punk kid coming out in me that needs to be fixed. that kind of thing.
No. So, we love honest reactions.
Oh,
we loved it.
Great.
I mean, it's part of the deal. Whenever we put what we put into these things and then
it
you
hurts.
Feel like you're getting it done, and then sometimes it doesn't go your way, and you're like, what were you thinking? And then usually you go out and you watch the TV screen, and you're like, oh, that's what they were thinking.
Yeah.
So sometimes it doesn't always look how it felt kind of deal. I came out of the end gate. I don't even remember if it was me or if it was Emma that had shown. It might have been Emma that had shown at Tulsa. And she comes out, and from where I'm standing at the end gate, I mean, everything looked really good, and they mark her score. And I'm like, man, they were way off on that. And I set it right next to the bit judge. And I'm like, man, those guys blew it. And then I go over and I watch the screen, and she misses her middle by, a pretty good amount. And I couldn't see that. And so her half circles went to zero circles or minus half or whatever they did with it. And even though she ran down there and stopped big, one of her rollbacks, she kind of elevated a little bit through the rollback. So they marked her exactly what she should have been marked. And so I had to go back over and apologize to the bit judge because, making a fool. But, it's just that reaction, right?
Oh,
whenever it's called, and you've got however many years worth of work into that run, and it doesn't go like you want it to, and sometimes I make an idiot out of myself. But that's
not
the first time I've made an idiot out of myself.
No, you didn't make an idiot out of yourself.
It's not going to be the last.
Yeah, I just want you to know.
We watch you do it.
We
all the
love
time.
Your. Hey, I just want you to know from the bottom of our heart, we love the reaction.
It's good. Yeah. It's good.
I kind of my head went back and I'm like, it was great. Yeah. It was the best ever.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to have to, maybe I should practice some responses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Take your hat off. We can just make it a thing.
Yeah. Take your hat off next time.
Like maybe sing a song about how sad I am.
Yeah.
What I wanted, maybe, like the little kid that just struck out and he kicks the dirt. Maybe I'll get off and I'll kick the dirt
kick
or something.
Kick the dirt.
Oh, I've done that.
And you know what we'll do? We'll record making fun of you for doing it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I like it, man. And I will say, hats off to you guys. I've never had anybody invite me on a show and really try to embarrass me. I mean, that was fantastic. You guys are class acts all the way.
Yeah. Well,
it's what we do.
I mean, it's only like an hour and a half round trip for me, to be able to drive down here. But I did get a fajita.
Yes, yeah.
That's right.
Joe's special foot mashed fajitas.
Right. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, in all seriousness, we're doing it because you're the number one leading rider and you're super successful. And
we knew you'd be fine.
And we knew you'd be okay. And people want to hear this stuff. They want to hear it. They don't want to hear how good everything is all the time. We want to know what you're thinking in that moment.
Yeah, it was all my hopes and dreams crashing away.
Crushed.
And, awesome. And, I mean, you guys have all been in this situation, but whenever you have so much riding on it, not just for you, but for the people who've been paying you for 2 years to ride that horse too.
Yeah.
And you just don't want to disappoint them. So, I mean, there is a lot riding on it, and
I've always been a guy that kind of lets my emotions show more than it should.
Well, what I would like you to know is I just went to judge's school and I just passed my judge's test again.
Great. Did they use that at the judge's school? Look at this idiot. Yeah, holding his heart. Yeah.
They did use the run of that bay horse, his first go, not the semifinals go, but they did use his first go. And I don't remember what the scores are, but there was a few point spread, a larger point spread in that room than there was that day. And mm-hmm. the purpose of doing it is to teach the judges that, hey, you need to pay attention to this. And because you're flawed in this room, you need to learn from it. But somebody did mark you a 77 in that room. Mm.
I don't know who that is, but they are so smart. I mean, so smart.
They got it.
And really, we should be trying to pick that person's brain and really figure out.
And trying to mold more judges to think like they do.
Man, I mean, yes.
Got that judge and figure it out.
Yeah.
Adrian, Christmas list, that person?
Yeah.
Done. You're on it. Oh, I don't know who it was. I'm not gonna name names.
Well, they're smart. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah. They can see quality.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
Well,
yeah.
I have my tight jeans along, on that day, too.
Along with the fraternity, I think it was the Bay Horse in the finals. You're running and stop.
You loved that one, didn't you?
That was a pretty good stop.
Okay, so let's backtrack.
And your reaction to it was classic.
Bay Horse?
Yeah, so the same horse. Right? He makes it. He's the last horse to make the finals. Okay, right there towards the end of it. And
So you had the reaction for no reason at all?
It was early in the semis. Dude,
I'm emotional.
He's going through some stuff. Okay, he's got a lot riding on this.
Gosh.
Okay, we'll move on.
Ah, man, they just keep bringing it back. So thanks for bringing this up, too, because this is special. So that horse, actually, he's actually a very easy horse to show. He's very easy to prepare. He's limited in some spots, but I know where he's limited at, and I've been pretty smart how I showed him all year, I thought, because he won, I don't know, $30,000-$40,000 and was going to win another 50 that night if I hadn't messed up that run-in stop.
Yeah.
And so he warms up great. He's a plus half stopper, okay, and that's what he is. And if you run him at plus half speed, you leave your hand down. He's real physical going to the ground. You know, he doesn't slide 35 feet, but he's going to slide 20 feet and do it with some style. And so, but he turns big and does his thing circling. So he warms up great. And I've had that feeling in the makeup pen before on Not Rough at All.
Where you're just going to go for it.
It's like I swell up in confidence and I'm like, it's fixing to happen.
This is it right here.
Ooh,
cue up the video for this right here.
Yeah.
I'm about to take home the big trophy.
Yeah, she can insert the video.
You sent it. You
were so,
like, yeah.
I ran through the gate like I was on Not Rough at All as a 6-year-old.
Yeah,
I mean,
yes.
We were coming through that gate. We were trucking, right? And I mean, wide open down through there. And I say, whoa. And I don't even know what happened. I mean, I came to a stop. Like, yeah. I came to
kinda,
a stop.
Kind of.
I mean,
it was more several abrupt stops in sequential order.
There was like 9 sets of tracks.
If we would have, you know, if he would have hit the stop and he'd have slid that whole way to where I finished,
yes.
I would have won the dirty.
Yes.
We'd be having a new story.
So you guys would be talking about the man.
How
did that guy take that horse and go do that?
Lucas could have saved himself a trip to Italy.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. And they would have probably put a statue of me out front on a deal like that. And so instead, and then I'm sitting here kind of like this. I'm not really squared up to the world at the end of it. And I get to backing up, and I just start laughing.
Yeah.
And I mean, in the middle of the arena, I'm just laughing.
That was the best part.
And I was like, oh, that didn't go like I planned at all. And what do you do? I mean, was I going to get mad? I wasn't going to get off and ride out. I mean, And then actually after that, he was really good, and he went around, and he stopped good for me on the ends. But, man, that was a bad stop. Yeah. So, I don't even know. I bet there's a good picture there somewhere.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He probably go.
Joe
up
has
wall.
It, don't you?
I think I got he's it on
a,
video.
He's a go yeah. to Waltonbury and look up your bad photo and text it to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get that, the good friends that you all are. Oh, yeah. I can yeah, imagine right. just yeah. that.
Yeah. You know, Joe will find it if it's
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, but and the funniest part was, I get done with that horse, and I mean, I hand him off to my guy, and I jump on my next one, and I head over to barn six, and I'm getting ready, and Luca or Andrea's over there, and he's like, "Why were you laughing? Why were you laughing after that stop?" I mean, he was mad for me. You yeah, know, the thing stopped so bad. I was like, "What was I going to do?"
Yeah,
I mean, if they could let me run back in point. And try it again, but I mean. It was just, I mean, I was so confident that it was going to work. And the bad part about it was like, so I run through the gate, and this horse always runs straight as a string, but I've never run that fast in his life. And I go through the gate, and he gets on my left rein. And I'm like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble now, and I'm trying to get him back over there. And then I say, well, crash, crash, and he was like, why were you laughing? And his... Yeah. His accent, and I'm like, that wasn't a very good Italian accent, was it?
This is awesome.
We got it.
Yeah.
We got
this is
it.
Awesome.
But and he was exactly right. I think that at one time in his life, Andrea felt bad for me. Like, that was such a bad
no.
story. He didn't feel
no,
bad for me.
No, he
probably
didn't.
Not.
Yeah.
Probably,
no.
Probably not that
terrible. Why were you laughing?
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyhow.
That is
yeah.
So, awesome.
So that was a. Two really opposite kind of emotions, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
My heart was hurt, and then my pride was just beaten so badly that I just had to laugh it off.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So now that's horses, though. I mean, that's all of us. That's all of us.
Everybody's
you
been
just
there.
So happened to it, like really good.
Yeah.
I'm. Yeah.
We're getting water.
Oh. She just walked right into the picture, didn't she?
Yeah, but Tom walked off camera. It's a more relaxed show now. We're more open-minded.
I really
feel
like you guys were more professional last time I was here. I'm
we
just
going
to throw that
we
out.
We used to be way more professional. Yeah,
that is true.
We're getting less and less professional.
Yeah,
we
as we do
and
this.
Probably
getting
more people watching your show now that you're less
that's
and less professional.
The point. Yeah. That's the point.
Yeah. But bringing it real.
People want to know that stuff.
Hey, it's just like you're sitting around your dining room table. They're getting the inside deal.
And
that's right. That's
people
right.
are getting to know us. People are getting to know you at the same time. So it's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
You
know?
So
yeah.
we don't have to all be perfect at the same time. We can make fun of ourselves, and you're being a good sport about it.
Man,
we appreciate it.
I tell you, this sport is the most humbling sport there is. And, I mean, that's one of the things that I love about it is how much of a challenge it was. If I'd have ran in there and if I'd have won the futurity on that horse, there would have been like, yeah.
You would have been sleeping on the couch. Adrian couldn't have dealt with you.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been really good, and everybody had just been shaking their head. Kate had been standing outside going, "Damn that guy.
He did it again."
Yeah.
Ernie Tannehill would not be proud of you at this moment.
Yeah. Well...
He is our Bacardi sponsor for the show. I mean, I can't say that he's our rum sponsor.
You guys have a sponsor?
Yeah. No.
No.
I was going to say, people sponsor you?
No. No.
Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
After this episode.
Yeah, they're going to be, it's going to be just coming in.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
We'll send you a check.
We have made hundreds of dollars on this show.
Hundreds.
Yeah. Hundreds.
Dude, the checks I cash in this show. They're laughable.
Yeah. No, I try to split all the profits, everything above the expenses, I split equally with these two.
I didn't know a check for .00 anything would clear the bank, but apparently you can put half a thousandth of a penny in the bank and they'll take it.
So I kind of wonder, are you guys going to charge me for dinner then?
Yeah, well,
no.
We were talking about that, but I think you're okay this time. Yeah. We were going to wait and see how the show went.
Yeah.
I think you're doing a good enough job.
Yeah, then I might get a bill.
Yeah, dinner's on the house.
Show didn't go over as good.
Yeah, I don't know. How was dinner? Do you want a bill? Is that okay?
No. I'll just take another Propel water. I'm going to take it. Whenever I leave, taking all the Propel waters. No, I'm still good. I'm good. I'll take some of these whenever I leave. That's how I'm going to get paid.
Number one leading rider of 2023, ladies and gentlemen.
So on the finals on your horse that you and Andrea were, Well, they held your score and the whole
chaos. Yeah, dude, that was weird.
What was all going on there?
Yeah, so
I think they held your score because you were so good.
I really think that whenever they held my score, they must have went and erased some points because I thought, you know, I had to have won it. Yeah, right?
I did too.
Again, you were going to win.
Yeah, so I really don't know what they were holding me for. I watched the run several times. I don't know.
I think they were holding it because you had a legitimate shot at winning. It was a great run.
Yeah, well, but I was fifth. So.
Yeah, no, but they were holding Andreas for that reason. They didn't want to announce a tie until they were sure it was a tie. That's why they held.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a little weird.
That's a stupid rule if you make...
I don't think it is a rule. I mean, I don't...
Why would they do it then?
Well, they held Andreas.
I think there's some kind of rule. You don't just do this off the cuff.
I think they did.
I don't think so.
You think they were holding the score just so they didn't announce it wrong and then by some chance come back?
Yeah.
Pick me. I think that because of what happened with you at the Cactus with Billy a couple years ago, when they announced it, then it got all screwed up. I think they were trying to avoid that situation.
Maybe.
I think that's where it came from, is they were trying to avoid what happened there.
Yeah.
And I think they were reviewing your left rollback.
Yeah. And that's what I got from it. So whenever you watch it at live speed on the thing, I mean, whenever I went to roll back, he tucked his nose a little bit and then went. But there was if there was a hesitation, it was that long.
Yeah.
So I knew that they weren't going to penalize me. But I didn't know how good it was going to be, you know, score wise. There were some things on my run on the finals that I thought was outstanding. Like the stops themselves, the turns, my right side circle, I thought was really good. My left side circle, that horse got away from me a little bit, just as far as he was going a step faster than I wanted to go. He stayed between my reins and guided. But just like going around the ends weren't as clean as they should have been. And I think that was the difference in him winning it and being fifth.
There was a lot of people that I was sitting with that thought you were going to place ahead of Andrea. And I mean, we're all sitting there socially. We're not judging it, but it was a great run.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good run. It was very good. So,
yeah. Yeah. I've watched it back, you know, compared the two. And I think that it just boiled down to that. I think it was, how he loped back to the other end after his stops. You know, once I rolled back, you know, I held him a little bit, going the other direction. I think that was the difference in him winning it and being fifth. So, and I'm fine with that. I mean, I think if you're gonna win the Futurity, I really feel like that everything that you, I mean, I say that. I mean, there's obviously been mistakes and stuff on Futurity Champions in the past, but the other two times I won the Futurity, I felt like I was
the winner.
The winner. No, there was no doubt about it. And whenever I was done, I had nobody was going to come up to me and say, you shouldn't have won. And
you mean they didn't make a show where they were saying, we thought you had your second.
But if I would have won that night, I think that there would have been somebody saying, well, yeah, but how, you know, after you rolled back.
But that's in every run. I mean, like we have a completely different conversation if Cade doesn't step out of lead slowing down.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that horse to me wins it by a couple of points. Like it's not, then it's not even a thing.
Well, he wins it by a half a point as far as realistically in that night, how it was judged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By a half a point.
And
by
I didn't look at his horse sheet.
So. By a point and a half. Yeah. Ooh, that stings a little, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This is two time. Oh, no, I'm sorry. One time Futurity champion.
Kate McCutcheon. But how many of us can say that?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody, but four or five guys for sure.
Well, there's a lot of that's true at every event.
Yeah.
You know, if I hadn't had that little bobble, I mean, the night that I got ahead of you on Worcester for winning the NRBC. If your horse doesn't turn around and kind of mess with your foot there a little bit, then you're probably ahead of me. That takes away from
this year at the Futurity, I mean, if I would have stopped, turned better, circled better, and loped better,
you
and
won
slowed
too.
Down better, I'd have won too.
But it's one little thing.
I mean, it was one little thing on eight different occasions.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah. That's exactly right, Gunny. I mean, you were this close.
I was this
eight
close.
Different times.
Eight different times.
To being really good.
I could have been a one-time Futurity champion.
Yeah.
It's common.
I don't know. I got a good 3-year-old this year.
Just don't give it to Cade.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah, just remember, give it to Jason.
You know, Jason.
Have two friends. Why does Cade always get your horses?
I feel like I might give it to him. I'm not gonna lie.
What about that? And he's going to make me a bit, you know, like 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I still have his bit that I'm going to copy. Oh, yeah. I plan on copying it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll get time. That's awesome. Next weekend.
He's going to get to it.
Yeah.
I'll get to it.
You know he'll get to it.
It's been on my brain. Well, I've been losing sleep over it.
The problem... Don't lose. The problem was it, with the whole deal was I took it to him the week he was closing on purchasing his ranch.
Yeah.
And when he purchased his ranch, he was like, you know what? I really should start working again.
Now he's got work to do. Yeah.
Yeah. I went into a large amount of debt. Yeah. I lost some fat.
Dude, you.
He's got a six pack.
Come on now. How about it?
Yeah.
We're going to have the show one of these days whenever he's right where he wants and just start bring the layers.
Oh, yeah. The viewership will go through the roof.
Yeah, let's not.
I'll do it now, but I don't want Mandy drooling on me in front of Kate. I mean, no pulled hair. Tom's so, here, too. That's bad. Sorry, Tom.
No, you're good. Yeah. You're good. I told you. It's all a negotiation.
Me and Jason kind of took over this episode. I'm sorry. We should let you talk a little, huh?
No, I'm good. That's why I pay you. And it's nice to finally, you'll uphold your end of it.
I mean, my check finally cashed.
So, on another note, what about all these horse shows now? You going everywhere you can, or you try and pick and choose a little bit and to try and be home enough? Because if you went everywhere... It's theoretically real hard to get your three-year-olds rode.
It is, and I'm trying to figure out. This is all new to us. I mean, to all of us, we're trying to navigate these waters. We haven't had these opportunities in the past to have this many horse shows to go to. I know that one. It's part of its energy too. I mean, like these young guys, Cade, he jumps in the trailer all the time and goes and. And, you know, he's obviously got good help with the house because his three-year-olds are still broke at the end of the year. for me, Gunny trains him all year. And
no,
gives him
I didn't.
Cage,
I did.
Shows him the future.
No,
we
I
know
didn't.
How this works.
Last year, I did not. Yeah. He trained himself. He trained that one himself. The one, yeah. He fell down on mine.
Yeah. So the big part of it is having the horsepower to go that many times because we can't just be blowing those same horses around there as hard as we got to go show to be competitive. And... always for me, like at the end of a four-year-old year, I mean, I'm selling horses off because I keep that next set. I mean, if you guys watch me, I rarely show anything past their five-year-old year. Well, I have 2 7-year-olds this year. I mean, we're keeping horses around that would have moved on in the past. You know, the bay horse that we've been talking about and kind of poking at, I'm keeping him around to use at some of the smaller things, and then I'll help the people that own the horse show him at some of the majors. And with having the American, we've got to try to win money where we can. Yeah. I mean, our days are just getting longer because we've got to have the horsepower to be able to go to all these events.
Do you keep a certain number of stalls, and that's it? That's my number, and I'm not taking any more.
Yeah. So we have, I brought in four stalls. So we did have 30. Now we have 34. But those are for my help to have places, and Emma's my help too. So she has a stall, and the kid that works for us has a stall there, so we have those. But yeah, we try to keep our number right around 30. And I ride, I have 19 on my string right now. And then the others are kind of divided up. I say that we have a few, like the 2-year-olds now, the stuff that we own, they're all out in the pasture. So we have a few more horses than that. I've got a couple of guys that are riding, they ride smaller numbers. And then I've got my string. I ride everything that's, 3 and up. Is all on my string, unless it's something that I know is not on my string. I've called the owners and said this horse isn't enough, and they're like, "Well, hey, why don't you keep that horse for your assistant?"
Right.
And I've not done that in the past, but this is the first year to do that. So we're trying to do things to help our guys grow and mature a little bit too, as horse trainers that all of you guys have done for years and years. But with the amount of stalls that we have. I really need those just to keep me in horses.
Yeah, for sure. And you're one of those guys to me Like there's a few guys, there's, and I think very few, there's Casey, Andrea, Cade, that can go to all, they can go to all the horse shows.
They can go to all of them and have good stock at all of them.
Yeah. And the, you know, guys like, and I think Sean keeps a limited number of horses, and you, and of the top guys, there's a few of you that just, this is how many stalls I have and this is all I'm going to have. Mm-hmm. And you can only, as many 2- and 3-year-olds as it takes to find the right ones now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that takes up a pretty good part of your stalls.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, I've always done it with, like six, you know, used to, we were starting between 8 and 12 head, and between those 8 and 12 head, we never bought outside horses. And still really don't, but, between those 8 and 12 head, those were going to be my 3-year-olds at the end of the year. So whatever we had sent to us, however they were bred, we showed them. And now, like last year we started, maybe 14 or 15. And this year it's back in that, 11 or 12 range. So our numbers are pretty small, but they're with me all the way through. So they know my program pretty well by the time they get to their 3-year-old year. And I think that I'm able to get around some of the guys because my horses are confident in my deal.
Yeah.
And so I've always been uncomfortable going out and writing the check on the those kind of horses that it takes to compete. You know, if you come to try to buy one of my top 3-year-olds, they're going to be really, really expensive in the summer of their 3-year-old year. And I think everybody else is the same way. So I'm assuming the guys that go out and buy horses, they got to spend a lot of money to go be successful at the end of the year. I've always been really uncomfortable with that. And so our business model's always been different, but it's worked for us. But now I'm trying to figure out, okay, so we have the Futurities in Florida, and we have the Futurities in Tulsa and Las Vegas and all those places that we can go to, and the money is good. Do I need to start taking a few more 2-year-olds, or keeping a few more of those guys back, just to have pre-futurity horses instead of trying to show them all at all of them? Because I feel like I'm missing out on a lot of the money there. So I'm trying to still kind of work this all out in my head, how it's going to work, to keep up with all these guys that do keep 100 head of horses around.
Yeah, no, and it's tough. And at the end of the day, you don't have to have that many.
Right.
I mean, you know, Brian, he's in the American with one horse.
Yeah.
You know, he won Ocala, won the Congress, won the Futurity. And I think, what was the last hole into the American? How much money?
375.
So basically you win the Futurity and you're in. Yeah. Unless you didn't win anything before that.
Right.
So there's that. And it'd be interesting to see. So it's already 2024. I don't know if they have the rules in place yet for the qualifiers for 2025's American.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's going to change. Have you heard anything? You're on the professionals committee, right?
Yes, but last year, being on the professionals committee, I thought that it was changed. I talked to executive committee members that had said that it had changed and it was only going to count level 4 money.
Did they have any say in this deal? Because it's a separate deal, isn't it?
So what this boils down to is Teton, it's their show. They can do it how they want to, which is fine. But we were under the we were assuming that it was going to be level 4 horses only all year long until, I'm giving you guys some inside information, whenever we were out at the Million, which is in August. You might have been standing there. Cade might have been standing there. But I know that Casey was standing there, and I know that Andrea was standing there. And we were having that conversation about, okay, you know, what I've been told is it's level 4 money only. And Andrea told me right then, he said, they haven't even had the meeting for it yet. He said, that's not for another couple of weeks. And then once they had the meeting, that's when they came out and said that they were going to, all levels were going to count. They were going to keep it the same way as it was the first year. Now, what I have been told now is that was going to be the last year to do that. So it's my assumption that this year, all the qualifying is going to be off of level 4 money only. So we have an level an evil. So we have a level playing field.
Yes.
Which is all we all want. You know, we all want to have the same shot to be able to get qualified, which we've not had the first 2 years. But like I said, they're the ones putting the money up. Teton is. They can put it how they want. The only, you know, the thought that went through my head on that is, yes, they can make the rules. They can decide how they want. But if everybody doesn't have the fair shake, then maybe the money that's won there shouldn't be counting towards NRHA money because NRHA guys were overruled on it. Now, having said all of this, these guys are doing an amazing job promoting
reining.
Our industry.
Yep.
Reining, cutting, cow horse, the Western way of lifestyle. And if we got to take one on the chin every now and then to help our sport grow, then we take it on the chin, we move on. And like I said, it was hard, you know, I'm sure for Cade last year, and we talked about that to start the show. But if it's helping grow our sport, you know, giving more interest to our sport, it's just going to help us all out in the long run. And a guy like Cade is going to be in this for another 30 years, and he's going to make more money than all of us ever dreamed about. So it's just going to be to his benefit, even though he got bumped out last year. And he's in it this year, so it doesn't matter. And this year, it turned out to where the top five guys, they weren't in the same order that they would have been if we counted all the level four money or all the open money that everybody could run at. But it turned out to be the right guys, and so it worked itself out. But I do think moving forward that they have decided that that's how it's going to be. Now, we'll find out in August if it changes again. But I've been told with certainty from high-up guys that that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, and if we'd had this discussion this time last year, you'd have said the same thing.
Well, that's true.
So hopefully that's how it is. I mean, and I agree with you. Teton's done an amazing
absolutely
thing promoting our sport, doing 100% in support.
Yep.
It's if they want to say it's 1st, 5th, 10th, 15th, and 20th that go, so be it. That's right. What it is. We're going to go, and those spots are going to go. The only thing for me is, we came this close this year to our leading money earner not being at the American. And to me, that's the only thing we got to be real careful.
Yep.
Because that's a bad swap.
Yep.
I mean, that's a bad swap, losing your leading money earner for, and again, we all like Luca. It has nothing to do with Luca. If I was Luca, I would have went to Italy also.
Yeah.
Same thing. I'd have went, shot my shot, and tried to make it happen.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think it needs to be just level four guys, and because that's what we're trying to showcase.
Well, and I've not been in his situation, and I thought an awful lot about this on if one of the guys that said, you know what, I'm actually taking a spot from somebody that deserves it, one of the lower level guys were to say that, that would change the mindset of how everything's done. You know, if somebody would step up and say, you know what, I really don't deserve to take this spot because I haven't been beating that person. I haven't beat him at all, not even a single time all year long. Why should I take their spot there? If somebody was humble enough to do that, the guys at the top would say, man, they'd applaud them. First of all, that person would get famous for the action that they took out of it. And then they'd get the top guys up there and make it work. But I mean,
and back to our sponsors from Disneyland.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean,
they kind of went too woke. We're out on them.
Yeah,
we don't.
That's all right. We don't like Disneyland. Yeah.
We don't even watch Sports Center anymore.
Yeah. Tinkerbell. Oh, that was also Disneyland.
Yeah, but yeah.
Hey, what'd you do with all the money you won this year? I mean, you won $888,000. Come on, Adrian. Jason, what'd you do with it?
Did not go on vacation.
Hey, did you buy a muscle car? Because no. I know if I'd have won that much money, I'd have had me a 67 Chevelle. I'd have picked you up. I'd have quit saying swear words. I'd be eating vegetables. I'd go to church every Sunday with you. I'd do everything right, but I didn't.
Yeah. Well,
it didn't. Didn't happen.
That's another conversation all in itself, but you quit all that stuff, and it'll just help make your life better anyhow.
It'll okay. just come to you.
Then yeah. the Chevelle yeah. comes to me.
Yeah. yeah.
That's okay. right. You just manifest.
I don't know if that was how it works either, but.
That's how it works. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Did you buy a gun? A new suppressor.
I did buy a new gun, a sweet one, by the way, and it was cheap, but it's awesome. I bought a 12 gauge semi-automatic that looks like it comes off of a Star Wars movie, and this thing, it's like and I put the sweet sight on top of it. It's awesome, and I'm not a shotgun guy, but it's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. I knew he bought That's a cool. gun. Yeah. I don't know why I knew that, but I thought awesome. I knew he bought a gun.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. No.
Nothing. Oh, interesting.
No, he's trying to think if he can say it or not.
Oh, okay.
Whether I should.
Go ahead. You don't have to. You don't have to.
Nah, throw it out there.
You don't have to.
Don't weaken now.
No, you don't have to. She's got her arms crossed right now.
Yeah. I don't know. Just some folks that should have had some help many years ago from me, and they haven't, and they got it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Cool. Yeah. So.
That's awesome. Tom did that with his money whenever I worked for him, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a charity.
I feel sorry for that poor kid.
Yeah.
Here's your salary. I know it's on a different level. We talked about what you did with it. I remember now.
Yeah.
I just didn't remember.
Yeah.
Right now. Now I remember. But
yeah. Well, yeah, and that's awesome. That is, and I'm at the end of the day, I'm going to go right back to the same thing. At the end of the day, I feel better that you didn't go to Van Vacation with us. Because you also chose not to go to Italy. And that, at the, I told Mandy, I said, I thought he was bullshitting us. But then you weren't bullshitting us. Yeah. So now I feel better.
Yeah. No, I realistically, you know, at the end of the year, you're tired. You know how many shows
That's
we
why
went
you
to
go
in
on
those
vacation.
Last 2 months? Yeah. You go on vacation.
Dude, I was tired before we went on vacation.
Yeah.
I could have vacationed at home.
Yeah.
I told him that. He was mad at me for a minute. I still went vacationing.
You still went vacationing, yeah. No, you know, I'm not like...
I am not vacationing this year, though. Mark my words. No vacation.
Yeah. With all of the horse showing we've got right now, it's hard to do a vacation.
We'll talk about it on vacation. Yeah.
He's going. We'll talk about it on vacation. Right. Is that what he said?
Yeah. All right. Well, yep.
Cool.
Great show.
Yeah. Thanks for letting
Thanks
us pick
coming,
on you.
Man.
Thanks for being a good listen, sport, dude.
I so appreciate the opportunity to come down here and let you guys bully me for an hour. I mean, it's fantastic.
No, we'll have you back.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we enjoy it, too. Well, I give you guys some pretty good material.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Next week, we're going to bully Todd Summers.
Good times.
I really feel like... Am I in that? I'm in that spot then.
No. No.
No.
No.
No. No. But you peaked. You kind of almost touched it with the.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, listen. Oh. It's yeah. The big one.
I took my hat off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't even. I don't know. I had no clue. I mean, it actually did hurt.
Yeah. And so, well, I don't know.
Whenever I came out of the pen, now that you said that, like Adrian actually thought I was having a heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's over there going, you know, she was worried about me for a second. She's like, are you all right? Well, you kind of grabbed your chest. And I was like, well, I was just kind of shook, took back a little bit. But yeah, I nearly died right there in the arena.
Yeah. Good time. And then your friend Tom outside in the practice pencil.
Yeah, it was no good, dude. Yeah,
it sucks.
Well,
no good.
The show is Sanford and Son and the actor's Red Fox, if you want to YouTube. It's pretty hilarious to watch.
Yeah.
You might want to catch
a big one.
Yeah. That's right.
Elizabeth.
On that note, Jason, thanks for coming.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys having me.
Take it easy.
All right.